I wrote a tweet a couple of days ago that I think some people believed was a joke, and it wasn't a joke. I was serious. And what I said was, never in my life have I seen so many Republican presidential candidates promising to commit an impeachable act as soon as they're elected president. And that impeachable act is to reinstitute the torture program. We have a federal torture act which specifically defines and bans torture. We are the signatories, or the initial, original signatories, and indeed the authors of the United Nations Convention Against Torture. And just to reiterate the federal ban on torture, we have the McCain-Feinstein Amendment of late summer 2015, specifically, again, defining and banning torture. So if these Republicans believe that they can just reinstitute the torture program with the stroke of a pen on an executive order, they're living in a dream world. It's a crime, and it's an impeachable offense.
Well, getting away from the Republican Party to the current Obama administration, what are your thoughts on their cracking down on journalists who were writing about national security issues, given that you served a sentence for passing classified information to a reporter, really exposing what was happening? How do you think the Obama administration rates when it comes to clamping down on journalists?
Right. I think the Obama administration's policy is positively Nixonian. We have not seen this kind of obsession with leaks since the Nixon administration. But even the Nixon administration didn't go to the lengths of threatening publicly to indict journalists or to identify journalists as unindicted co-conspirators. You know, I understand the need to keep some things secret and to keep some information classified. But there's a legitimate role for national security journalists to make sure that the government abides by the law and that the government is responsive to the American people. Without journalists having access to some of that information, and I mean information related to wrongdoing, then the entire balance of government is tipped, and we end up with a more authoritarian state. And I don't think most Americans want that.
Well, aside from journalists, what about other people who have either been prosecuted and are serving terms for leaking information? I'm referring to Chelsea Manning. But
yes,
also Edward Snowden. When you were serving your prison term, you wrote an open letter to Edward Snowden. What's your advice to him?
I told Ed Snowden that I did not believe he should return to the United States because I do not think, I didn't then and I still don't today, I don't think that he can ever have a fair trial. The government is doing to Ed Snowden what they did to Jeffrey Sterling, another former CIA officer who's unfortunately serving a prison sentence in Colorado right now, and that is they venue shopped. Ed Snowden collected and leaked his classified information from Hawaii, and he gave it to journalists overseas. NSA, where he was working, is located in Maryland. But the government chose to indict Ed Snowden in Alexandria, Virginia, in the district court for the Eastern District of Virginia. There was no crime that was committed in the Eastern District of Virginia. There was no allegation of a crime in EDVA. But the Eastern District of Virginia is known as the espionage court. It's also called the rocket docket because cases are heard very, very quickly. So quickly, in fact, that many times the defendant doesn't really have adequate time to mount an appropriate defense. And most importantly, no defendant in a national security case ever wins in the Eastern District of Virginia. So there's one judge in particular who reserves national security cases for herself. She was my judge. She was Jeffrey Sterling's judge. She has assigned the Snowden case to herself. And with my own experience, I told Ed Snowden, you will never get a fair trial. Your jury will be made up of current and former CIA officers, FBI agents, DOD employees, retirees. You'll never win a jury trial in the Eastern District of Virginia. And I urged him to stay where he was.